This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Pachemski's got it. Minute 6 to go. Here come the Dubs. Pass to Richard. Richard fakes. Dribble drive. Stops on a dime. Cross court to Horford. Up top, Pachemski. Deep three. Straight on. Good! It's a one possession game. 55.9 to go. 117 to 114. And the Warrior fans are back into it right now. Everybody coming to their feet in Sacramento.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pachemski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Pods! You got Harry before you go. I got Squirt. Mm-hmm. And I just want to read this from Squirt, Steiny, a text. Hey, when you're at Jack's tonight for the summit, the sub chicken breast for beef is my go-to there. Okay, that's one. Last thing from Squirt. Ja wouldn't survive. The streets are too much out here in the Bay. And I thought about that, and he's right. Okay. He don't need to come out here.
All right. We got talking about plus minus. And, you know, Pods is one of the best plus minus guys. Who's the worst player on the floor last night, to your way of thinking?
Horford.
Okay. He was a minus three in 27 minutes. That's
right, All right, give me GP2. And I can't remember off the top. Him and Buddy, give if you can.
Gary Payton was minus 12, and Buddy Hield was minus 13.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, Buddy wasn't as bad as minus 13.
I hear you. It can be manipulated.
And
I
even
gotcha.
And even poor Pat Spencer, minus 19.
He threw up two shots.
Minus 19 in 17 minutes.
Okay.
He was pretty bad.
He wasn't good at all.
Evan, there was two shots. I'm like, those aren't NBA shots. Not that he didn't go in. Come on, E.
They also turned a turnover into a missed shot for him.
They did.
They did. They hooked him up.
They did. He should have been 3 for 6.
But I'm with you, Steiny. I'm just telling you the facts about, you know, Pods leading in plus minus, and everybody's on it, you know, in the YouTube chat saying it could be manipulated or whatnot. But I think it does tell the story of, to me, you know, yeah, you didn't hit it or you didn't make it, but what else are you bringing to the table? And Pods almost brought him back. And I'm going to say this to you last night, and I said it to Evan during the breaks, Donnie. I thought he might have sat a little too long. He played 31 minutes. I do wonder if he played 36, 37. Do you pull that game out? That's just me.
Who?
Pods? Yeah.
I don't play that game. Like, how come, by the way, you and I are so different.
One's black, one's white, but
no,
I got gotcha.
You. With the way we, the
McCartney
way we,
and Michael.
What we think about basketball.
Tell them.
Right before we came out.
Oh, God, Evan.
You said to me, Steiny, I got to ask you, what is up with TJD? That guy, he's got everything. What are you talking about?
He's 6'9", 250, man.
Does he have a three-point shot?
No, well, I wouldn't go, but to be a presence, man, he could be your new Looney with some elevators, you know? And he just, I don't know what it is, man. He's not a small man.
Who's better?
I'm going to lose
TJD,
this.
TJD, no.
Yeah.
TJD or the big white kid from Stanford last night. Raylene.
Raynaud?
Yeah, to help you out.
That's what we got to do. Like, when we look at Trace Jackson Davis, a good player. Play more.
I love his size.
They're sitting with a 7-footer. Yeah.
But I love his size, Donnie. That's all.
He's undersized, Goo. Yeah. For a center, he's totally undersized.
I saw him. He's a lob threat on a good day. 250, you're not a weakling. You got the ability to block shots, and I'm watching Bonte and Fetsis, and I'm almost talking to Fetsis without talking to him. Like, dude, leave the booth and get out here and help these big men get to the next level. Costani, you talk about TJD. I have nothing besides his first year when they gave him a little chance to start to defend what you've seen or what you've all seen on the court. But that 6'9", 245 frame on this team could be better utilized if a light went off. And that's on him. But I'm just saying, I see him in the game this dude can clog up some stuff, man. He's not R2-D2. That was a draft pick, and I get it. But, man, we're looking at Will Richard and where he was drafted and the ROI that we're getting on him. You just would hope that Trace Jackson Davis would be further along than he is. And I know you're not giving any credence to 6'9", 245, but if you watch the NBA, Stoney, that's some size that this team could desperately use.
Let me ask you this. Forget Draymond. Yeah. How good is their center spot with Al Horford, Quentin Post, and TJD?
I give it a C-.
Okay, but it feels like you're asking TJD to play like an A.
No, I'm asking all parties involved to get into the lab so we can get the best out of this dude. If you can.
I believe Trace Jackson Davis is not leaving some of his game on the table. I don't know. He's just a guy, isn't he?
Yeah, Jag.
Okay.
But he's not even playing like that on this team. That's my point.
Look, if we're getting to the point where we're saying we need Post in there, more TJD, I would have liked to see Peyton more. I would have liked to see Pods.
I'm yelling for Looney, partner, and I mean it.
Well, that's
even Saturday and Thursday.
I can't co-sign on that. I'm sorry.
So when teams are just running around, getting rebound after rebound, not just last night, Thursday and Saturday of last week, Stoney, you don't think Kevon Looney is missed?
No.
When push comes to shove and you need that one rebound, then you're not watching.
This team is
missing. I'm telling you, they don't have no dogs on the glass.
So the dude, like,
I'm telling you what I see.
Why do they
not have that? And that's why I'm calling TJD's name out, because you're 6'9", 245. Go out there and act like it. But they're going to come games, and I've seen teams, Indiana for sure, getting four shots on goal because we can't get a rebound or we're too small. When Looney used to, again, he's not Moses Malone, but how many times has Kevon Looney saved our ass?
I don't know. How many?
A lot.
Oh, man. Hey, Kevon Looney, Goo? Like, I don't know. I haven't not thought of him this year.
I got you.
I have not thought of Kevon Looney this year. And I think it feels like you're asking players, like, what's the best case for Trace Jackson Davis as a player?
I mean, I don't see any reason he shouldn't be able to be the backup center 16 to 18 minutes a night. And I think he has been a disappointment thus far, wouldn't you say?
I'm
waiting to hear this.
He's a second-round pick.
So was Will Richard.
Right, and he started great.
Yeah.
And how did Trace Jackson Davis start? He started pretty well, too.
Man.
And then he faded. So let's not get too excited about Will Richard yet.
But can you elaborate on what went into him? And I'm not taking the onus off of TJD. When you say he faded, can you elaborate on what went into that?
post gives him something he doesn't get do. Like, nobody is saying Trayce Jackson-Davis has to play more. He's not that good, I don't think. I mean, he's fine.
Well, if you're right he's there, then there's nothing to be waiting on.
But he's a backup center. Like,
and Beard says to me, just real quick, Stoney, in the chat, there were some good things last night. We talked about it. This is bigger than last night. I'm just telling you, you know, this size thing and Looney being able to get those rebounds when teams are getting three or four extra shots. I mean, and we saw it over the weekend, not so much last night. I'm just, like, I hope that doesn't grow, and I feel like I see that more moving forward.
Well, I just feel like, you know, before the season, we talk about the Warriors, and everybody is sky high about them, and then they start the season, and everybody's sky high on them, and then we say, well, what, you know, what are the, some of the shortcomings of this team that we may see? And we always say size. We always say athleticism. We always say point of attack defense. Like, they're not, they have weaknesses. Then when we see those weaknesses, we act like they shouldn't have them when we know they have them. It's just, they're not going to surface every single game for 48 minutes, but they have an athleticism problem. They have a size problem.
Yeah.
They have a point of attack defense problem. Doesn't mean they can't have a good season. But
I expect them to.
But if those three, like, don't you think those three things right there will prevent you from winning 55 games?
Well, I look at you last year, and again, you know, I got to prorate what happened when Jimmy came. But I think last year is the reason that a lot of people would say no to that. Like, they can win 50 games. And again, this is not an overreaction to a game where the others played and started. I love some growth that I saw, but this is bigger than that. This is 5-4 after you started 4-1. It's still early, but man, Stoney, the defense is not where I thought it would be 9 games in, and I don't feel like I'm by myself with that assessment.
Why did you think this was going to be a good defensive team, though, with like their personnel?
Because I thought laterally Jimmy Butler could do more, and I'm starting to see, you know, he's not a bad defender by any stretch, but Stoney, you know, it starts there too, you know, with Jimmy Butler's defense. It's not bad, but he ain't Deion Sanders like he was maybe 5-6 years ago in regard to following guys around and stopping them. So that's become clear to me, and I feel like it's playing out in the games.
So Steve Kerr was asked about the game last night and the fact that the Kings had some veterans on the floor and the Warriors had some young guys on the floor.
Russell was great. Yeah. I thought, you know, they got great effort and production from all their vets. You know, DeRozan took over that third quarter getting fouled. Russell was incredible all night. And then Dennis, you know, down the stretch making big plays. So I thought it was a vet game, you know, for them where they made the plays. They kind of used their savvy to get to the line, to beat us in certain spots, to, you know, bait us into some turnovers. And so our young guys got a lesson.
Kerr needed some water. I was watching that live.
Yeah, our guys learned a lesson. They're going to learn a lot of lessons this year. And, like, I don't mean that as a jerk. Like, they're going to have kind of fits and starts, and they're going to be nights when, you know, it's very encouraging, and there's going to be nights when it's a little discouraging.
I totally agree, but, you know, we're 9 games in, and when you have your starters, the big three playing, and other teams don't have theirs, and guys off the street, my version of guys off the street, are giving you the business, then I feel like what I'm saying along with Dub Nation, it is more than fair to be disappointed. And what about the nugget? The rat on the table we're not talking about in regard to Coach Kerr that Evan helped us with, Stoney. Brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. So last year, their best start in 5 was Moody, Dre, Kuminga, Steph, and Jimmy. We've yet to see that at all this year through 36 quarters.
Kuminga wasn't in that 5.
Who was the 5?
It was Curry, Pajemski, Moody, Butler, and Green.
Okay, why haven't we seen that at all this year?
Because we're bending over backwards for Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know why we haven't seen it. Because he doesn't like to play Draymond too much at five, because JK, he thought, earned his way into the starting lineup.
And I'm a it's guy a over year. Here. I'm just asking you the question. Now, when you say it's a new year, new opportunity, or like, I'm a guy that said I want JK starting, but I am curious as to why started. We haven't seen it at all.
Well, if you use that, if you start that lineup, then JK's coming off the bench. Do you want to bring JK off the bench now?
I guess my answer to that question, it's a no for me.
Okay.
But well, if you're telling me because I might lose him mentally, then that's a whole different story, because you got me thinking now with Moody and him being, what did you call him, low maintenance. Like, I guess that goes into it. Just play the five that you had success with. Forget what I'm saying or any of the Kuminga stands.
Well, keep in mind, you're not going to be able to, when you don't have Jimmy or Green or Curry, it, you know, it's not going to work. Here's the other reason why they're not going to play that lineup a boatload is because he's going to want to stagger some of the minutes with Curry, Draymond, and Butler. So, you know, like, here's the other thing. Believe me, we've been talking about every player, and Jonathan Kuminga last night, like, you know, this is what I mean. He's been very good this year. Mm-hmm. Last night he was in a, everybody, you know, Kuminga.
Second half, 2 of 10. Now, he wasn't great.
Yeah, he wasn't was great at all.
All right, got you.
Okay, so you lost a game where Kuminga, you know, like, you're going to have a lot of these games, you would figure, where Kuminga's going to finish without Butler or without Curry. And so he may have 20 of these games, like, where he's...
Well, I got you. He's learning, just saying, and I hope it's not to the... I mean, hope it's not 20.
If Kuminga's the best player on the Warriors on a given game, and they go 8-12, let's say it happens 20 games and they go 8-12, that's pretty good. That's the way I look at that. If they play 20 games, like, with that lineup, let's forget 20.
Yeah.
If they play 12 games with that lineup last night, without their big three, where Kuminga's their best offensive player, how many of those 12 games do you want them to win?
I mean, Sonny, all of them.
Well, they're not.
Give me 8. Can we go 8-4?
So you think the Warriors, without their big three...
No, see, I don't...
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but...
That's my point.
We're not going to see 12 games of that.
You
Curry,
don't think?
No. Curry even said, like, Steiner, they're going to get... The answer should be 2-10 if you think you're going to sit all three and win. And that's why I don't think Kerr has that on the bingo card.
But this is... Okay, this
but
is...
But it could happen if something tragic, you know, somebody gets hurt. But, Steiner, I don't think all three... They can't afford to sit all three... Because of load management.
Well, they may not be able to afford it, but they're going to have to. That's clear. Because Draymond ain't playing when Curry doesn't play. And Draymond ain't playing.
Well, we can't say that now. That's been truth.
What do you mean we can't? Like,
that happened
now
last
you're getting,
night.
Now okay, I'm going to be like the jerk. What do you mean? We've seen it his whole career. He doesn't play without Steph.
Well, we're nine games in, Stoney, and it happened one time.
Right. No, it's happened 14 years.
Well, I give you that.
Let's be honest.
Moving forward, I don't expect that to be the case. What?
One of the greatest defensive performances.
Like, no, it's not me. Don't put it at me. I'm just telling.
Why would you expect in year 15 Draymond Green to say, you know what, I'm going to start playing all the time when Steph Curry doesn't play? That's ridiculous. Right.
You and others and the coaching staff for the Golden State Warriors, mainly the coach, I heard these words come out of his mouth, and Draymond Green talk about fighting uphill. And if your plan of attack, which I don't believe, is to sit the big three all at the same time and you expect not to be in the damn play-in, well, let me tell you something. That's the wrong math.
Well, three guys were hurt last night. They had three guys.
No, one was sick.
Okay.
Steph.
Doesn't matter.
Jimmy had a back. And then I got you.
So I got news for you. Yeah. If they average 1 out of 9 games where the three guys don't play, that means they're probably going to miss about, the three of them are going to miss about 9 games all year. And by the way, to Jim D's, JK is, he's saying it to somebody else. Yeah, JK is learning, just like Steph, Clay, and Dre had to.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's why, all things considered, he's been a very, very positive player this year for the Golden State Warriors.
And why a lot of people think I'm mad at, I'm just disappointed in the 5-4 more so than the loss, Donnie. When I look at Westbrook, I look at DeRozan, Malik Monk coming off the bench, feeling like he couldn't be stopped in 25 minutes to score 21 points. It was basically, you tell me if I'm wrong, and I'm never going to sell a loss or feel good about it. It was experience versus inexperience, and it was a close game.
Okay? The Kings stink. They were missing starters. I mean, they don't stink. They've got talent. But you're going to run into that again when you play your young players, and that's what I'm trying to get at is over the course of a season, maybe you start winning more and more of those games. Mm. But they're 0-1 without
the big three.
The big three. Yeah. And okay.
And I hope there's only, what did you say, 9? I hope there's not many of those evenings.
Man. Okay. How much chance do you give them tomorrow in Denver without Steph? Let's just say no
Steph. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm going back to how Denver lost that game in overtime and how Jokic looked like he might have been on his second trimester. I feel like they haven't forgotten that, or he hasn't. And without Steph in that altitude, Steiny, I'm going in, or I expect the line to be, if there's no Steph, 7.5 Denver.
Okay.
Like, I don't expect him to win that game, but I would be pleasantly surprised.
All right.
And I'm worried about Steph Sunday when you come back against the Pacers, because I really believe, I'm no doctor, he's sick.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. But what I'm saying is, if you lose tomorrow, now you're 0-2 without Steph. Mm. And we all, I'm sorry, that's what's going to dictate the season, I think. How many can they win without their big boys? And they had a shot at one last night.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't get it.
But the fact that it was all three, and we know you believe, Stoney, because you're telling us, that it's going to happen again. I don't think much, but okay, it's going to happen again. Is there any points for morale, the fact that this game was as close as it was? Their first time out with the big three?
I don't think so.
I'm just asking. Because I feel like they're, they did well for themselves.
See,
they didn't win, though, and that's all that matters.
You know, I guess, and that's an interesting way to put it. They did well for themselves. I'm not going to fight you on that. They did well for themselves.
Yeah, but I hate it.
But that's not good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not good enough. That's not going to get them the fourth seed.
My whole 121-160.
And
so now I feel like I'm talking to myself, but out loud, I feel like I'm giving the Warriors participation trophies. My whole thing was get out of this cockamamie playing. And I thought nights when guys were out, there were going to be opportunities for guys to step up. Will Richard stepped up. I thought Pods was okay. Moody balled. And Kuminga, I got his expectations are through the roof that he didn't meet him in the second half.
See, I'd like to think.
He should have took that damn three.
I'd like to think that the four young guys, Pods, Kuminga, Will Richard, and Moody.
Okay.
I would have thought that if they played that well, they would have been able to beat that Kings team.
With a Russell Westbrook, DeMar DeRozan, and Malik Monk.
Who guards Westbrook?
Oh, wow.
Why is Russell Westbrook, he usually never hurts the Warriors. Why did he kill the Warriors last night? I don't know. I'll bet it had something to do with their young players.
And experience?
Sure.
All right. And Stein, he's no bum. He's older, but he ain't no bum.
No, but accept the fact that he's 36 and he ran circles around this young, unit that people think is going to carry the Warriors when they're not whole.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. You also got to start talking some Niners. They got a big game on Sunday,
man,
against the Rams. And hey, don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, great games in the parking lot. If you're going to go back, or if you're going to go to the game, we got the free shuttle running from Laughing Monk. Go to 957thegame.com to sign up. First come, first served. And don't forget, tonight, it's the summit at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together at 4 o'clock from 4 to 6. And Willard and Dibbs get us started 2 to 4. We're 9 games into the season. Let's talk some Warriors. Again, Willard and Dibbs 2-4, all the hosts 4-6, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, great prizes, great giveaways, drink specials, your chance to meet all the hosts, Jack's Restaurant and Bar today, Pleasant Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.